Your thoughts on today's 1-0 win here in Dundalk?
Yeah, it was a good workout. Obviously, you know, results, performance, everything shouldn't really matter, but it gives the players a little bit of belief. It wasn't Dundalk's full 11 they played last night, but there was, you know, there was a really good 11 that we played against here. Players who have braced probably better divisions than what we're both used to. So it was a tough game, and they made it hard for us. But again, we tried to work on a couple of bits to get ourselves in European mode for the upcoming game. So that was first and foremost paramount today, that we tried to work on things. And again, when you come away, we scored a good goal through Shane Lavery in the first half, and Dundalk had numerous couple of opportunities. Chris made a fantastic save at the end. But again, you know, we seen a lot of positives here today. Hopefully everybody comes out of the game fitting well, and we can move forward to the start of next week.
Three very similar friendlies, all competitive, feisty, great preparation. You know, this game was very similar to last week, a hard-fought 1-0 away win.
Yeah, it was, and again, when we play on away surface, away grounds in the Irish League, we need to be prepared for whatever the home team, the home opposition throw towards you. So again, it was a tough game, and the players withstood a little bit of pressure. We had a couple of opportunities on the break that we didn't capitalise on, but apart from that, you know, kind of, we come out of the game, everybody seems to have, more importantly, fit, healthy, well. We'll jump on the bus and we'll get back up the road.
A lot of impressive performances across. Shane Lavery looked really lively when he got the goal, but you know, there's a warrior competitor out there. I think he's about 45 years of age, your captain. He's got that incredible competitiveness, will to win, doesn't he?
Yeah, again, he whinges, he moans, but he wants to win. Training games, he gives me a hard time at times about my refereeing. But, you know, that enthusiasm, that the characteristics that he has in him, you know, that's the characteristics he's going to need. And that's why, again, his longevity of staying at Linfield for the length of time that he has, and he still has the hunger to keep driving younger players on, some of the new players that come in. You know, Jamie sets the standards by the way he plays, the way he performs. So it's important that you have somebody like that. Again, you know, the experience, you know, could go right throughout the team with the lads that have been here for a good number of years now and been successful. So the big word for me and the appetite is the hunger and the appetite here to keep driving forward. So Jamie can do that. You know, the Staffords, the Waterworths, the Callaghers, the Quinns, the Clarks, the Millers, boy, all the boys who have been here and seen it and done it. So it's important that they drive, keep their own, maintain their own high standards. But when new players come in, young players come in, that they're driving their standards.
We're actually in pretty good shape here for getting on that plane next weekend.
Yeah, we've one or two sort of little niggles who weren't involved today, but again, they'll be assessed, monitored early in the midweek, and then we'll try and get a squad that we feel is capable of going on doing the business when we're in Switzerland next week.
It's been a busy day, as you know, and a lot of talking points out there, and you and I have done a lot of work before we got here today.
Yep.
But you must be delighted to bring in quality of the ones that we've announced today.
Yeah, again, obviously Chris has been in the pipeline for a while, and that's what we wanted. Obviously he finished the season with Corain. The others, obviously, you know, we were pleased to get them done today, so that was a good bit of business. You know, thank the club and the chairman and the board for their support and getting things done as we did today. So I say they're good players, and every player that you always want to bring to Linfield, you know, you look at them and you think he's a good player, but they're only good players if they come and they perform and they play well and they do the business here. So they're good additions, they've got different attributes, good ability. They seem like decent guys, more importantly, in and around the dressing room, because we're a really strong, tight knit, secure dressing room. And when you're bringing players in from either different countries or different teams, you always have to make sure that they're going to fit. And having spoken to them today, the players seem to be, you know, the right fit of character.
And lastly, hard job for you to keep everybody happy, isn't it?
Again, Andy, that's why you're the manager of Linfield Football Club. But you know, I go back to 3-4 years ago when we ended the season poorly. We finished with basically 12 or 13 fit players. So it's important because the Irish League's a tough league. You know, there's going to be niggles, there's going to be injuries, there's going to be suspensions. So it's important now when you look at it. And there's a lot of positions now, the majority of positions now in the team. You know, there's basically at least two players from a lot of the younger players who are still in and around it can come in and add a little bit of freshness when we feel appropriate. But when you're trying to assemble a team that's you want to hopefully go and compete next year, not just in the league but other competitions, it's important you have, you know, quality. Not a big squad full of quantity. You want quality in the quantity, and I feel that we have that at the moment.